This recording, Scotland 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from and was brought up on the Isle of Skye. I was brought up on the Isle of Skye and have lived there up until I left school, when I moved to Edinburgh for 2 years, and then to Glasgow 2 years after that. Skye must seem quite a strange place to people from who don't come from Skye, but to me, who grew up there, it seemed very normal, and the city seemed a very, very strange place to come down to. Life on Skye is very, very different. It's everything moves at a slower pace. Nothing seems to change between one time and another time. You go back to Skye and everything's kind of the same as it was when you left, and everything's got a very much, I don't know, relaxed air about it. Originally I was born in the north end of the island, the first home birth on the island since the clearances, apparently, so they say. And after that, I moved to Edinbane and lived there for about 11 years, I think, and then moved to Skaebust, where I lived for another 3 or 4 years before leaving Skye and coming down to Edinburgh. Well, my main interest, which stems from Skye as well, is climbing, which has kind of gone on the back burner recently, but I'm starting to get back into it as I get a wee bit more free time. And Skye's the perfect place for that, because you can go back and make use of the coolings and stuff, so that's my main other interest. I'm trying to get into leading, which is the first step towards mountaineering and ice climbing, which is where my dreams want to take me, up unexplored mountains. Well, not unexplored mountains, to start off with nice safe faces somewhere, but yeah, start in Glencoe, that's what I want to do.